Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Used to be you'd move away from home, whether it be for college or a job or getting married, and you'd probably hear from your mom a lot less. Maybe a letter here and there or a semi-regular phone call. But all in all, you had your own life. Mom was less in the loop, and there was a bit more, how should we put this, breathing room. And then all of a sudden, 5 or so years ago, Mom discovered email, and then text messages, instant messages, Facebook. Now Mom was back, able to pop up in your inbox at a moment's notice, back in your day-to-day, using modern technology for its ultimate purpose, to meddle in your business. Well, a new book compiles some of the crazier instances of online moms, funny, creepy, and yes, some very touching emails from mothers to their kids. The book is Love, Mom, Poignant, Goofy, Brilliant Messages from Home. It's out now from Hyperion Books, and we welcome the two authors of the book to our studio, Dori Schaffer and Jessica Gross. Dori and Jessica, welcome to WNYC.
Hi.
Hi, thanks.
And listeners, we're opening the phones in our comments page here. What's the most notable email you've gotten from your mom? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. How'd you pick up on the fact that this is a cultural phenomenon?
Well, I think we sort of stumbled on it by accident. We started the site because I had sent a particularly ridiculous email from my mother to Dori, and she read it and said, "My mom sends emails exactly like this."
Yeah. And then I was like, oh, we should put these up on a website. And it was just sort of spur of the moment, whim. And then we got flooded, absolutely flooded with emails from other people's moms.
Your moms must be so insulted now, not to mention hurt.
No, actually, our moms think it's really funny. And we're very careful. We would never put anything that was, you know, revealing any, you know, confidences or, you know, anything that we think would hurt them. I think both our moms find are tickled by the fact that, you know, this has become somewhat of a phenomenon, and they see themselves in the other moms' emails, that there are other moms just like them out there.
And we want some of your favorites. We'll ask both of you and listeners, what's the most, well, let's just go right to the subtitle of the book here. What's the most poignant, goofy, brilliant, and I'll just add other, message from mom on your email, your cell phone, or your IM? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. But as a surprise for you guys, you see her sitting next to you, we have walked into our studio our own Cheryl Rogers, who's going to read a couple of the letters that we picked out from your book. Now, let's see. Do we need to set this up, or do you want to just dive into it here, Cheryl?
I think they actually speak for themselves. and I love both of them. This is the one I love the most, so I'll start with this one. I am having a minor nervous breakdown. Your dad is going to stay home tomorrow and Friday, plus he will be there all weekend. This is my weekend off. He is the worst sick person, whines, and wants sympathy. Please help me. Your days in NOLA are numbered. I insist that Dad move to California with you. I will live here in peace with the dogs. This is the plan. Don't you like it? Love, Mom and Nurse, sort of.
Was that one of your moms?
No.
But there is often sort of funny things about dads or come up very often in the book.
About dads.
Yes.
The moms complaining about
yes.
the dads. This is a thread.
This is a recurring theme, yes.
Okay, all right. What about the dads? I mean, they don't email?
Not with the frequency or sort of, I guess to use our word again, poignancy of moms. I think sort of the emotional content of a mother's email is generally deeper than a father's. I found that father's emails are more just business. You know, it's like pick up the car or your brother, you know.
Yeah, every so often there will be a quirky dad email, but the goofy, brilliant is mostly from mom.
Men, right? Just tell me something about your feelings once.
Right.
Ever, yeah.
Exactly.
Cheryl, Mom, we got another one, right?
We have another one. This one.
Cheryl's our surrogate mother.
I think that everybody has gotten some kind of email or letter or dictate from their mom like this. Come home. I don't want to have to think of you traveling in remote areas, in big bad cities, on remote islands, on almost deserted beaches in an unlocked room, on some unsafe plane, train, bus, boat, rickshaw, bike, car, trail, bridge, elephant, horse, with no one who is practically family watching out for you. Come home. Mom.
That's one direct mother.
Yes. We actually had more than one email about traveling that referenced dengue fever. Mothers are incredibly concerned, apparently, about dengue fever outbreaks. Mm-hmm. So just
because a lot of American 20-somethings come home with dengue fever. Yeah. Right. Now, there's definitely some kind of misconnect here regarding how emails work, right? I mean, for the kids who are often what are called digital natives, they think of email as a way to convey information in small bites. It's often pretty impersonal, use email for work. So the whole medium is thought of differently as a quick hit kind of thing. But in looking at the tone of the letters in the book, it seems as if moms don't really think of writing an email any different than talking on the phone or writing an old-fashioned letter.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And that's actually why we called the book Love Mom, because you know, kids will just dash off an email and be a couple lines, but moms see it as almost a very formal letter, and they'll always sign it Love Mom. A lot of moms will sign their IMs or chats Love Mom.
Occasionally when my mom leaves a voicemail, she will say Love Mom at the end as if she were writing a letter. So it's definitely they're adapting their old sort of instincts to the new technology.
You got one more there, Cheryl?
I got one more, a quick one. Dad and I are worried about you. We haven't heard from you since you called Monday night to say you ate moldy bread. Please call or let us know everything is okay so we can stop worrying.
Was that written on a Wednesday?
That's one of my favorites.
Sue in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Sue.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
So I just wanted to call because my dad, who lives in the middle of nowhere in upstate New York, and he doesn't even have a computer, but he learned how to text recently. And so I'll find that I'll get these texts from him, and he'll be in the middle of the woods cutting wood and texting me about the great blue herons there in the trees. And they're just so beautifully poetic, these little texts from my dad. So,
is there a way that, I mean, do you save them if they're poetry about blue herons and stuff?
You know, I just was really sad thinking about the fact that I don't know if I've saved them because they're just the most poetic things that I've gotten from my dad, even more than letters.
Because soon you'll get that message that says your memory is 80% full.
Oh, yeah, I just delete them all, so I guess I've lost them. But at least I got to tell you about them on your show.
That's so good, Sue. That's very touching. And, of course, you can copy them onto your computer if you have the right patch. Let's see, Dory, do you know a Roberta in Boston?
I do.
Roberta, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi, Dory.
Hi, Mom.
I just wanted to say that since the book has come out of her website, I virtually don't email anymore. Is that true, Dory?
Yes, it's true.
But I want to say that every mother loves their children. And even if they're haranguing them or nagging them, it is through love. And because we have email now, it's much easier. Face-to-face, we probably wouldn't say the things to our kids that we so easily can do by email. And that's one of the major threads of the book, I think.
That's so interesting. Are you saying, Roberta, that there's a kind of license to say things that you wouldn't dare to say to somebody face-to-face?
Absolutely.
Is that a good thing?
Maybe not.
Or on the radio.
On the radio.
I'm watching myself, Dory, I promise.
On the radio, you could say anything. Roberta, do you find yourself biting your send key like you used to bite your tongue?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Are you at all insulted by this book? Because there's a lot of mom ribbing here.
No.
Get out of my face here.
It's really sweet. I think if Dory could admit some of mine, my favorite line is perhaps when I once sent out an email to the three kids and I wrote, I love you all equally. I think that's kind of sweet.
In fact, we named a chapter, I Love You All Equally.
Roberta, thanks for calling
sure.
And being such a good sport about this book.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Thomas in the Bronx, you're on WNYC. Hi, Thomas.
Hi there. Good morning. I just wanted to call in and say that I can definitely relate to some of these experiences. It's really great to see that they got compiled. And in reference to what the last caller just said about like this license to anonymity that email gives you, I have a story about that topic. I'm an undergraduate student at CCNY, and I was checking my email in the campus library, and I saw an email from my mother, which I didn't think about twice about clicking on it, and it just, you know, the subject line was Happy Holidays, and I clicked on it, and I opened it, and was very embarrassed to find that my mother had sent me one of those rather racy holiday messages with bikini-clad women on it, and of course, it's
quite by accident, I'm yeah. guessing.
No, actually, absolutely.
I thought it was the one with the cute chirping frogs. All right, Thomas, thank you very much. Now, here's a serious post on our website from a listener named Lily, who says, this is a really sexist idea. As usual, moms are understood as anxious worrywarts with nothing better to do than bother their children and express frustration about their husbands. It's as though moms don't have other roles in the world other than as caretakers. Dads, as the last caller expressed, are as tech-savvy and bothersome as mothers.
Well, I think, you know, I mean, of the things we've talked about so far, we've painted a somewhat stereotypical picture. But if you know, in the book, there are all sorts of different mothers, and there's lots of emails about working. The content of my own mother's emails are often, you know, sort of chatty and cultural. She wants to talk about, you know, something that's in the news or some TV show. And I really appreciate her views. And a lot of that is in the book as well. I feel like she will not be upset if I reveal that one of the she's a psychiatrist, and I mean, shrink mothers are a whole other thing, but she wrote me one email about in treatment, and she said, this is the stupidest shrink I've ever seen, you know. She's obviously experiencing transference, and you know, I thought it was a really smart email, and it was just two lines. It was really culturally apt and funny. So I mean, yes, you know, we are talking about typical motherly caretaking, but, you know, I think we show mothers in a lot of different lights in the book.
Molly in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Molly.
Hi. I wanted to call and talk about how moms are on Facebook now. And I heard a funny story the other day. My cousin is in high school, and she posted some pictures of her and her friends out partying, probably doing things they wouldn't do in front of their mothers. And after the picture had been up for a couple of days, underneath each picture of her good friend drinking, the mother had commented, you're grounded.
For all her friends to see.
Yes.
Well, Molly, thanks a lot. Let's sneak in one more. Deirdre in Cranford, we have about 20 seconds for you.
Oh, hi. Can you hear me?
Oh, you're a mom. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm a mom, and my only child left for college last fall, and she's about 4 hours away in Rhode Island.
How often do you email?
I text a lot, and I'll look for anything to text her. I'll just text her a message and say, the dog is staring at me. And she'll text me back like, ha, ha, ha. Like, she knows exactly what I mean.
Yeah.
And, you know, we just have, like, tiny little things back and forth because I know she kind of misses being away from home, and I really miss her a lot. Any excuse. And she doesn't seem to mind it. And she said that she would never be my friend on Facebook, not now, ever, never, quote, unquote.
Right.
But
well,
she friended me a few weeks ago.
Oh, that's so sweet. Yeah, should be
after
on.
After all, her friends already did.
You should be on Twitter.
I should be. I'm thinking about that.
With emails like the dog is staring at me. Well, we have to leave it there with our guests, Jessica Gross and Dori Schaffer, who have written Love, Mom, Poignant, Goofy, Brilliant Messages from Home. I predict that in 30 years you're going to get back together and write a similar book about all the hurtful, insulting, and just plain lack of email that you get from your daughters.
We're anticipating it.
And we thank our surrogate mother, WNYC producer, Cheryl Rogers, for reading some of the letters.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.